Right, guys, so we are inside my computer, and again, I want to show you how you can get free money to grow your SaaS. In specific, because I've added it all up, you can get upwards of $850,000 in free money to grow your SaaS. And again, this is by leveraging startup grants. And I want to go over a few. So the main ones will be Google, Microsoft, and Amazon. Because if you're building a software company, right, you're going to have to use servers, right? You're going to have to host your code and your databases somewhere, right? And most people will use either one of these three, right? And if you just Google, right, Microsoft startup program, right, this will come up, right? This is the one we actually used for both our SaaSes, right? More towards the second one because it's more AI-based, right? And they give you, like, there's different levels to it. The first level is they give you 5K, right? You apply, you give 5K. Then you move on to the next level, they give you 10K, right? Then 25K, and then I think 50K, and then upwards of 150K. Right, and we're still using some of this, right? So it does work. It's great. I mean, you just gotta apply with your LinkedIn, and they just give you money to spend on their services. And again, if you have a software business, most likely you're gonna be using either Microsoft Azure or Amazon AWS. Okay, so again, this is one we're using, and to apply is pretty straightforward. I won't go over how to apply. We just click here to apply, and they give you access to all of this stuff. I mean, you can read through it. Not only do you get access to money, but because these guys, Microsoft, of course, partners up with a bunch of different other companies, you get access to Notion for free, Slack for free, a bunch of these other softwares that help you gonna build your business. Now, why do they do this? Of course, it's because they wanna lock you in, right? Because if you, as a startup, go with a grant and get $150,000 of their grant, right, and you're hosting your code here and you're building on top of Azure, Microsoft Azure, right? Most likely, if your startup is successful, right, you'll keep doing business with them. So they do this to lock you in. Google does the same thing, right? Google's program gives you upwards of $200,000. And if you're building an AI startup, which a lot of you guys are, they give you upwards of $350,000, right? It is insane, right? You can put a lot of your business's costs here. So your margins will be like 100%. It's insane. Now you got to read through this. You got to read through what the credits can actually be used for. Because again, this isn't money in your bank. Of course, they don't just wire you $200,000, right? They will let you use upwards of $350,000 of their services. Okay, you got to read through what the services are. Okay, but it is. I mean, if you're building a software business, if you're building a technological company, right? Most likely, you're going to be using the services that Google offers, Microsoft offers, and Azure offers. So you might as well not pay for them. Might as well just apply for the startup grant program and have the money, like, and use the money like they give you for free, right? There's Azure as well. It's a very good one as well. AWS for startups. Again, this is upwards of also $300,000. So from 100K to 300K. Again, these, if you're building a SaaS company, you're going to have to host your stuff, right? And why pay for it when these guys can just fund your first years, right? So do this. Now, the cool thing is that, yes, you have these big boys, right? Google, Microsoft, Amazon, the billion-dollar companies giving you credits because, again, they want you to start your business building on their platforms because, again, if you become successful, then you'll continue building on them, and eventually when you run out of credits, you'll start paying them actual money, right? So this is a play on their end. The business model here is that they are betting on you becoming successful, right? And then, also, you can mostly do this with any software you want to use, right? Just type in on Google, whatever software you want, plus startup grant. For example, 11 Labs startup grant. 11 Labs is an AI software that's really cool. There's like translations. You can do text to speech, voice to speech. There's a bunch of stuff, right? And we actually wanted to use this, but it's quite, I mean, it isn't expensive. It's not that it is expensive, right? I mean, we could pay like, it's affordable, right? The thing is that I was thinking, why would I pay for this? Surely they have a startup grant. So I just type on Google, 11 Labs startup grants, and surely they have a page dedicated to it, right? You get 3 months for free, you get 11,000 credits, and you get a bunch more stuff. You just click apply, right? Submit your startup info, submit all this stuff, and you're in. So instead of having to pay for it, I mean, you get access to all the features 3 months for free. And this applies to any software you want, right? Anything that you feel like you need to use to grow your startup, grow your business, make sure to look for grants. Type in the software and then startup grant. Because these businesses want startups. They want startups and they want to lock them in by offering them free money. In this case, if you add up Google's grant, Microsoft, and Azure, it's upwards of $850,000. They want to lock you in with this, right? And then you might as well just take advantage of it. I know this is a short video, but I think it's one of the most important ones because if you're building a company, most likely you're not rich, right? And so you might as well just take advantage of what these guys are doing and just take their free money. So yeah, that's it. Pretty simple. But honestly, one thing that I wish more people knew, because a lot of people have no idea these exist, right? And they just spend their money, and some companies might just not have enough runway, right? You might only have, I don't know, some money in your bank account that's not enough for however many months. Let's say, for example, it takes a while for your business to actually start going, right? And what if you run out of money here, right? With this, right, you'll never run out of money until you're successful, right? So the whole goal of this, and the reason why they give you money, is to like make sure your runway until success is super long, so you can make a shit ton of mistakes until you're successful, right? And by now, by here, you should be able to have not exhausted all the money, but eventually, yeah, and then you start paying them. So yeah, hopefully this made sense. So go out and get these startup grants, because they're super, super valuable.
Yo, this is Vasco from the future here. By the way, I wanted to chime in here and say, don't just watch this video and don't take action, right? That's not very smart, because if you're actually building a software business, this is insane value, right? Almost $1 million in grants, right? Upwards of $850,000 in grants for you to build your business, right? To get access to Slack for free, Notion for free. So a bunch of these product management, communication tools, AI credits, if you're building an AI startup, credits in ads, Google ads, whatever ads you want, right? This is such an insane amount of value that not a lot of people know about. And if you actually do it and take advantage of this, right, you're going to be ahead of the people that don't do it, because you'll have, if you get access to all this money, which you should quite easily, you have like a 1 to 2 year runway, right, of being able to build unprofitably. I mean, hopefully you don't do it unprofitably, but if it ends up happening, if things end up going like sideways and a bit wrong, right, you have 2 years, almost 1 year and a half of money to spend and invest into trying to grow your business, right? This is insane, right? And these companies do it because they really want you to succeed. That's why they give you all this money. Because again, if you succeed, you'll use their platforms and they'll make money off of you in the future. And so again, don't just watch this video and just go out and watch some service videos. Actually go out and apply this stuff. Actually go out and apply for the grant. Because again, it's free money that you should be leveraging, because it's going to give you a huge runway of free money, right? And if it's me versus you, and again, you leverage the grant and you don't, you're going to run out of money so much faster, because maybe you're using some savings of yours, maybe you're using some friends' money, maybe you took out a loan, hopefully not, right? And I'm just quote-unquote taking out a loan from these guys. And it's not even a loan, because the money is free, right? Even in the case that, for example, you start your business, you get these grants, get all this money, and you fail, right? You don't have to pay these guys back, right? They will not ask you for the money back. This is not a loan. This is literally free money. This is literally the definition of free money. So again, I urge you, please, please, if you click off of this video and have a SaaS or want to start one, go out and apply for this stuff. It is insane, right? Again, not a lot of people know about this. So yeah, go out and do it. Again, I'm going to say one last time, if you don't do it, people that are doing it are going to have so much easier lives, because they're going to have a bigger runway. While you might be stressed about spending your own money, your competitors are spending Google's money or Amazon's money or Microsoft's money, right? And again, you don't even have to pay it back. That's the biggest thing. Even if you fail, you don't have to pay it back. So again, go out and do it. I'm repeating myself, I know, but super important. Let's continue on with the video.